Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/modern. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hey guys, and welcome back this week to our Star Wars Book Club podcast. I am your host, Blake Schultz. With me, as always, is Tyler Barry.
Yeah, you already failed, but
I'm introducing the show. not introducing the show, Tyler. They need to be aware. And Harley Salbaca.
Wow, it's fun in the morning with you two.
Isn't it, though?
It is.
How are you guys doing this lovely Saturday morning?
Great, buddy.
Yeah.
Following up a great week of comics.
Oh my god.
Some would say almost too great.
No, okay. I literally, on Wednesday, I was like, guys, it's like comic book Christmas. Like, it's comic book Christmas today because everything came out that was good.
I walked into your store yesterday and you just like took me down the line. You're like, here's this, and then this, and then this, and then this, and then this. And then I was like, oh wait, and then there's Jughead and Archie 3 and...
Most importantly, though, we had a ton of Star Wars books this
week. So much Star Wars.
We had, in fact, an overload of them, and we'll be talking about two of them this week. We had Star Wars Vader, Lando, and issue 2 of Shattered Empire. The last two that I mentioned, we'll be talking about today.
And Kanan.
Mm-hmm. And Kanan. 5. A book for every day of the week.
Yeah, seriously.
It's happening.
Guys, I love it so much.
I know. Oh, so many new number ones. Although my issue with some of those new number ones, and I know it's been delayed a lot, but now Secret Wars is like spoiled a bit for Marvel.
But think about it this way from a business standpoint. Okay,
well,
Secret Wars are being delayed.
Yeah.
Should I delay all the number ones?
Yeah.
Or release the ones that have the least to do with Secret Wars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it makes sense. It's just kind of one of those,
because Doctor Strange had... almost nothing to do.
No. Iron Man had like a hair right at the very end.
Yeah.
But whatever. Anywho, how'd y'all think of Lando?
Who wants to start?
I'm going to let you start because I got that message from you. What
did
you say?
Tyler sent us a message that was just, oh my God, Lando.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I was super stoked on it after I read it last night. I thought it was... the best way you could end that miniseries, just from page one to the very last line of dialogue that Lobot says, it was mind blowing. Like it solidifies it as my favorite Star Wars series thus far, because it was just brilliantly done. Like I don't want to skip ahead to the very end, but like that's really what sealed it. As being like the perfect end to a miniseries for me was the very last like couple pages of the book.
Well, it's definitely solidifying the like miniseries versus ongoing to me, because we have we've had two now, these just like strong emotional resolutions that really like impact the character and where they're going and where they are.
Yeah.
And like builds their motivation for the rest of the universe, where I feel like in the ongoing, you don't quite... you get those moments, but they're never quite as strong.
Yeah. Because
there's always that, like... it's actually kind of like the Marvel movies, where you're like, what a great ending. And then all of a sudden they're like, by the way, here's a scene. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I don't care about Iron Man 3. I'm just excited for Civil War.
Yeah.
Right.
Or like Ant-Man was a really good example of that, where I was like, oh, that was a pretty good movie. And then they showed me that scene, and I was like, all I could talk about was Civil War. And I was like, oh, I really...
yeah.
You kind of lose that emotional impact.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of also just like TV versus movies.
Right.
You know, it's like you can have the end of a story arc and you're like, oh, that feels good. But like they always have an open ending for you.
Yeah.
Where at the end of a movie, you like, you feel complete.
Right.
Good point.
They've given you a resolution. And I'm really starting to enjoy... I'm almost starting to wish that a lot more comics would do that. And then I'm not saying like do a Spider-Man and then stop doing it. But give me like a really strong like... 5-arc, like a season of television almost. Like, yeah. Give me that beat and then, like, take a moment and then, like, something else will come out and then we'll get back to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, almost the way, like, events work. But, man.
How many Spider-Man references is that so far for
That's
him?
One. That counts as one.
Was that just one?
It was 1 point. I said the name twice.
I guess.
Yeah. Because I don't think he mentioned the Spider-Man number one that came out this week. So I think we're
perfect. One. Now, to stipulate, I get ones for Peter's Spider-Man and then also Miles in 2099.
Well, look, while we're just on the subject, so we don't have to do it again later in the show, can you just plug your review for the week?
Oh, yeah. If y'all head over to modernnostalgiaproductions.com, I posted up my review of Amazing Spider-Man issue number one, which I think is pretty sweet.
It was a sweet issue. The ending? Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, but that's not what this podcast is about.
Nope.
I just figured while we're on the subject so that you don't have to make another Spider-Man reference later.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and, that's two.
So, Hartley, what did you think of that resolution?
Can I just say, though, that the last issue, from beginning to end, he was hustling. He was Lando. And I love the way that they write him because he just is consistently... so smooth. Like, he's in this, like, sticky situation. He's still like, okay, I know that thing about the ship and all.
How,
like,
do we both win?
But if we do it this way, we're both gonna win. But also, I won't be in trouble anymore.
Yeah, he is really clever in just a lot of the stuff that happens. Like, I did kind of like his whole pitch to Chanath Cha when he was like, you don't... I think what he says is, you haven't considered option C, where... Yeah. We live, baby. Get off. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just sounds like Billy Dee Williams. Like, I can just see him being like, well, now you haven't considered option C, baby. We're like, I get what I want and you get what you want and we all get out of here. And she's like, you don't understand. We have Palpatine ship. They have lightsaber. And he's like, no, relax.
He's like, we got this. Just listen to me.
I know that my best friend is dying in a Bacta tank and these two cat creatures are going to come kill me, but you know.
Can we talk about Lobot, please?
Yeah. Should we start by talking about how anticlimactic the cat people story was? Because, like, they just fucking sucked at trying to kill.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they'd never been, like, I did like.
It's just weird for cat people. Like, I don't, like, cats and people.
Because they're stealth.
Yeah, like stealth.
Well, they were kicking ass before.
Right.
And that's why, I mean, they kind of tried to have that pay off a little bit when Chanath Cha was like, you're afraid of losing that other hand. Like, you've never fought with a lightsaber before.
I like
you
that
don't
one
know
a lot.
What you're doing. Yeah.
No, you're right. I just thought it was funny. Like, after everything we talked about, like, after the end of issue 4, and we were like, oh my god, I can't wait to see the big fight in issue 5, and then it's just like, nah, they don't really know what they're doing, and they're way more, for lack of a better term, they're way more bark than they are bite, and then they just ended up getting the shit rocked.
So not like a cat.
Yeah.
Cat's like, oh, I'm all docile, and I'm all nice, and then,
splashed
with my...
strike when you least expected.
I did also like Lando's beat when he was like, no, let's talk about this, so then he just turns off his lightsaber, and he's like, shooting... lasers. And I was like,
smart man.
I did have a moment when I was thinking about that, though, where he had the lightsaber up, and I was like, I bet Lando could have gotten that shot off, because that guy's never had a lightsaber before, so he's not going to be like Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon in episode 1, when they're just like, block, 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 block. He's going to be like,
also,
lasers.
Right.
He's not a Jedi.
Right. He's going to be like Luke, when he's like, what is this thing? It shot me. Good, now do it blind.
What? Death. No, but when he was carrying Lobot. Oh my god. And like they're having that conversation and he's like carrying his best friend as his best friend is basically
dying.
But not dying at the same time. Oh.
Yeah, what a fun... And what a great moment, too, of, like, we were talking so much, like, oh, will it be, like, this or this? And I know we talked a lot about, like, whether or not there were, like, stakes. And they did a really clever way of being, like, no, they know what's going to happen, so we'll make it, like, really interesting. Like, you got the, like, him and Chanath Cha obviously had some sort of a relationship prior to this event. And she was, like, she chose you, or he chose you a long time ago, and I'm moving on, and da 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 da. And then you have his monologue and his choice of, like, I'm going to turn on the escape pods. Yeah. I can't do both.
Well, and I liked her part in it, I think, a lot, too, that she kind of stepped back and was like, I know what's happening. Instead of being like, no, Milano, pick me, I love you. Like, she was very much like, I get it, dude.
You abandon everybody.
I appreciated that, where she was like, I knew this was going to happen. It's cool. Like,
I also liked her bit when she's like, oh, no, I have a job to do. And then the droid's like, you did your job. I'm blowing up the ship. Bye.
That was really good, like, comedic effect.
Yeah.
She's just like, no, you probably, a smarter human would have not told me about the bomb you put in my brain in the first place. Because I disabled that a long time ago.
I love, too, that they had her just, like, kicking that droid's ass and was like, I put a bomb in your brain and I'm in control of this situation and I'm going to do it my way and I was hired, da-da-da. And just in one moment, the robot's like, yeah, that's not how that works. I knew about the bomb.
Also, did anyone else notice that the droid's name is O-66?
I did not notice that.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
Look back. She says it in issue 4 and then in issue 5.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
I need to go look at that.
That's so sweet.
Do you have it with you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Huh. I want more Order 66 information.
I was racking my brain trying to figure out why they would have made it like that. Maybe it was just like a fun little thing, or like, I'm not sure.
66, or is it to be part of the bigger picture?
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, it was one of those sort of like throwaway moments now, but you never know what could come of it later on. But I just thought that was funny. Like, I spent like 20 minutes last night. I was like, why? Why is that O-66?
I like it.
It's interesting, but
Yeah,
just a little extra moment now. that I picked up on.
I also really liked the cats basically just being like, we're gonna kill you, so it's okay if we talk now, because it's only for people that we murder. And then they just have the little professor like touch the rock and he's like, I see the world, and then they just kill him off.
You have to kill everybody, and they're like,
that's the plan.
Stab. We're doing that.
I was also like, whatever that rock does, because the part of me is like, oh, well, if it can get them all to turn, because he almost killed the other cat, and then the other cat was like, let's do this thing. I was like, why not just get everybody on your side? Just have everybody touch the rock, become evil, and then, like, go kill the emperor. Or whatever it is the rock wants you to do. I guess just be a dick.
Yeah, seems like it. Cut off people's arms.
It's the Emperor's dick rock.
It's the rock that if you touch it, you become an asshole.
The sequel to the Emperor's New Groove.
The Emperor's dick rock.
Oh, God.
And now it's all gone. I was kind of bummed that, like, all the Sith stuff is gone.
Yeah, I was like, no, wait, the Sith artifacts come back.
Right, I was like, no, but...
All the stuff we know about.
I know, and that's the thing is I thought of, too. I was just like, no, because I was, like, thinking about it. I'm like, they have to be using this at some point, like, in Force Awakens, all the Sith artifacts, all the Jedi artifacts. When they destroyed it, I was just like, wait. But they all, like, they always bring it back around, and they're like, okay, there's always... You think that they're gone, but there's this one more... And that's the one that's going to be the most powerful one that fucks everything up.
Well,
that's what's going
to
happen.
That's what Kylo Ren is supposed to be, right? He's supposed to be a collector, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like obsessed with Sith artifacts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So clearly,
he's like the collector.
Let's talk about that ending though, because like that was like that was probably the most powerful like monologue next to the Princess Leia monologue.
Next to Leia,
in this miniseries. And it didn't come from the titular character. It came from Lobot.
The shadow
of
Lobot.
That's what got to me.
What got to me the most was that message wasn't activated because he was dying. He was like, if you're hearing this, it means you've just said the word cure. And I know what you're thinking and you can't do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. That means he had the foresight to be like, Lando's going to try to fix me. He's probably going to use the word cure. That's when I'll trigger this message. I'll really hit hard.
And that was so, and after watching like Lander like carry him through while the tech is starting to like, you hear all the notifications from like the technology in mm-hmm. him, and then having him do the end monologue, and just the same explains so much about Lando
and where he goes. Like, I had that thought when they were like, go do something good. A part of me was like, oh, he's gonna go to Cloud City and like build all of that. And then my next thought was, oh, and then the Emperor is gonna come and ruin all of it.
I mean, it was just one of those things where it was just like, it really ends on a note where you like realize that this character is about to change a lot, because it ends with Lobot being like, Lando, dude, you're better than this.
Yeah.
That's the last piece of dialogue, omitting the dude, because he doesn't say that. But yeah, it just ends like that, and it's like, wow, okay. So this explains a lot about where Lando is when we first actually see him.
Yeah. Oh, I want more.
And so he
just, yeah, I want and he so just, much more.
I love the whole relationship that they showed us between the two of them. Because we always talk about like Han and Chewie best friends, but like,
but Chewie's alive.
No. But I mean, you've heard the rumors about the new film, right?
Yeah.
Like that
one of them's not
one of those
out.
Two best friends. We're gonna lose them, and I'm just kind of looking at this, and I'm like, oh, but Lando's already lost his best friend.
I'm sad.
I don't know.
Oh.
It was a great miniseries though. I hope we get more Lando centric.
I hope so too.
It had everything that you'd want. I mean, A, it was a Star Wars espionage book, which is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's just one thing you'd ask for. But then it had all of the relationship building. You really got into his character. Like you the whole time you're kind of questioning him still, being like, whose side are you on? You finally realize, okay, you're on your side and your best friend's side, and that's it. And then the building relationship between the two of them, and it was just so good. There was all the goodness in it.
Well, and he really carries that side, which side am I on, until Han gets frozen, until he finds the rebels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it really, like, it's almost kind of funny thinking about Lobot and that making him do whatever the next thing is going to be. I assume it's going to Cloud City. But then the next big moment he makes is almost losing another friend.
Yeah.
Like, he almost does it a second time. He does it a second time.
Which makes sense why after that he was like, shit, I fucked up. I can't do this again. This can't happen to me again. I can actually fix this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that makes so much sense for his character. I love that every time I read more and more of the Star Wars Extended Universe comics, everything just gets better. Like, it just enriches everything we've already had and gives us just more of the juicy bits.
Yeah. Which I think is one of the big differences between this and the expanded universe was the old one. I was reading an article about how like somebody wished that they hadn't rebooted it. I think it was on IO9, and they were like, no, but it's like a special place and never all of these stories mattered and this and this and this. And I was kind of like, yeah, but so many of those stories either didn't matter or were like 180'd the character or just got really convoluted and unnecessary. Or like even things like The Force Unleashed really changed like how you viewed a lot of those characters. And I was like, mm-hmm. but this new one is really just building on what they have and making sure that everything connects and every beat affects what's happened before, instead of just being like, I want to tell a Vader story and it's going to be over there and he's going to do this and I don't care about what he's done before. Now he's going to be an action star again.
It's not changing the characters. It's just building upon what we already know about them.
Yeah.
Which is the way I feel like an expanded universe should be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like, and now there's a clone Luke who's a Luke with two U's instead of one.
Oh my God.
I know I harp on that every episode and make a joke about it, but that's hilarious. That's how absurd the old EU got at certain times, and that's why I never got into it, because it's just like, what the shit,
it's like,
dude?
It's like cake, where so the movies that we had so far was the frosting, and we're like, oh, I love this tasty frosting, and then the old stuff was trying to throw more stuff and put some sprinkles and some M&Ms, where this stuff is going, no, guys, let's get to the cake part.
Yeah.
And the next layer that was always underneath of the delicious frosting.
Because here's the thing, I think you'll both agree with me. Pie is better than cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Fair
enough.
I like
cake better.
Craziness.
Nope.
But here's the thing. Cake.
Cake's delicious.
The best part is the frosting and the gooey bits. And you have to work to get to that. It's the less part. Pie, the best part is inside the crust. And it's the most of it. And that's what the new expanded universe is. It's pie.
I mean, mine was pretty good too.
Yeah.
I liked my analogy.
I like cake better.
So you like my analogy better?
Yes.
Thanks, Dylan.
You got cake.
Yeah, he definitely isn't getting Pop-Tarts this morning.
Nope.
No, I don't want your Pop-Tarts.
Wow, dude. Salt.
I reject your Pop-Tarts.
I brought, just the people who are listening are like, what are they talking about? I brought Pop-Tarts. Like, I bought a box of Pop-Tarts to share.
Because she's a nice co-host, and then Blake's just, like, rejecting her.
He's rejecting my Pop-Tarts.
Well,
we got off track.
She'll get over
as
it.
As we always do.
Anyways. back to Lando. But yeah, no, I felt like it's building in this new expanded universe. And they gave you so many little things, too, that make you want more. And I'm usually one of the people when they do that where I'm like, no, keep it kind of contained. Like, they give you the, like, what is Chanath Cha doing with Lobot? And what were their adventures like? And why does she feel this way? And what's happening here? And what's going to happen next? And every now and then I'm like, I want all the information. But my example for things of, like, sometimes keep it contained and keep the mystery is, like, Wolverine, Black Widow, and even Batman. Like, we've done so much Batman stories now that you know every day of the week of when his parents died. And he's less interesting when you know, like, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. And there's no more, like, mystery and fun left when it's all just spelled out. So, like, I finished Lando and was like, oh, I want more. But that was so good, and you can figure everything out. Like, you can figure out, like, oh, he went on an adventure with Chanath Cha, possibly something romantic with Lobot. Lobot said, I want to go be with Lando and do this life. And she was like, no, he's scum. I'm going to bail. I don't need that story, because they made the relationship so strong now.
Yeah.
And that ending beat lets you pick up so well on Empire that I was like, I don't need to watch him build Cloud City unless it's a really different take on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they did an amazing job. It's an amazing book, and everyone needs to read it.
Yes.
If you like Star Wars, read it.
Yep.
Oh, man. I do want more Chanath Cha, though. The better Boba Fett.
I'd be down. Well.
She does things. She didn't get killed by one blind person. So on that note, guys, go pick up Lando if you haven't already. We will be right back to talk about some Shattered Empire. So as always, like us on iTunes, leave us a nice review, find us on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff, and we'll be right back. Hey guys, and welcome back to your Star Wars Book Club podcast. I'm once again Blake Schultz. We're diving right back in here, fellow listeners, getting into some Shattered Empire issue number 2 that came out. What did you guys think?
Oh my god.
I'm once again Tyler Berry, and that's once again Harley
Song. Yay, hey, I'm Harley. What's up, guys?
They've been listening the whole time. I hope they didn't scrub through.
Hey, you know, man,
maybe they didn't read Lando, and they skipped.
Maybe they didn't want the spoilers.
And to be fair, the last time I reintroduced you, you were like, you don't need to do that. They've been listening the whole time.
Yeah, but now I just like to keep you on your toes, dude.
You son of a bitch.
Welcome to Early Morning Banter with Tyler and Blake.
Oh, dude, that should be our next show.
That should be the show right now.
Am I hosting it because you guys do the banter?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, you ever watch ESPN's First Take? It's like there's one host, and then the two talking heads are just like going back and forth yelling at each other the whole time.
So what we do every Saturday morning.
Yes.
Except technically one of those talking heads who yells back and forth is also the main host. So we're going to have to switch.
Yeah, why am I here?
I ask myself that every day.
Oh, I did set myself up for that one.
You did.
I did. I know why I'm here. To add balance.
Yes. Speaking of balance. They have some new force being balanced in the Star Wars Shattered Empire.
What a segue, Blake Schultz. Terrible. That's an A+. That's
A+ that was beautiful. That was waiting for anything.
Oh my God.
So what did we think of Shattered Empire,
guys? God. Okay, so I love Shattered Empire so much. The first issue A was not long enough. It didn't feel like I wanted more. So we finally get more, and it was amazing. And also, we got a little EU nugget, a little official one that we'd already talked about.
Yeah, buddy.
About Poe Dameron, and
definitely
those are his parents.
Son.
He's also already alive.
I know.
That's
when
I was like, oh, he's around.
I know, and they're like, your boy. And so I'm like, oh, how old is he? How far, you know, I got all excited.
Well, I'm sure, I don't know how old Oscar Isaac is, but he's got to be 36, 37. Yeah. So there's 30 years in between this, so he's probably about.
Also, we brought Leia back in this one. Also, okay, my literally only complaint, and only I would complain about this, but we got
not enough straight white men. I know Harley's problem. Underrepresentation over there.
Actually, you're on the right track almost. So we finally got to see one of the only other female characters in the Star Wars universe that we had before the extended universe stuff. She's also the only redhead, and they didn't make her hair red in this comic. Did you notice that?
I was there.
I was like, yay, Mo's here and her hair is brown.
Did you just like throw the book down?
No more Star Wars for Harley.
More like I like stared angrily at the page and I was like, how can you do this to me right now? I want to cosplay as her. Like, I want to dress up as Mo, and like now I'm like, what?
Use your words.
And then I had someone go, oh, well, but like Leia's hair is maybe just the lighting, because Leia's hair is like really dark on this panel too. And I was like, okay, her hair does not look have any hint of red to it. It's just straight up brown. Like, don't take away the one little thing that makes me go, yay. Because everybody
the
in the
one thing in the Star Wars universe that Harley gets excited about, gone.
Because the only, we have like the one blonde Luke and the one redhead Mo, and that's it.
Oh, man. Leia keeps getting together with pilots that don't seem to care much for her.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like, I was just like, but honestly, I think it's just because in general, a lot of people don't care for Leia. I think we talked about before when we were talking about the Leia comics.
What made you feel like Shara doesn't really care for Leia?
She just seemed a little bit more like,
honestly, I felt like it was more Leia who was just kind of like, she was kind of like, okay, you're here and you're flying me. Cool. Whatever. We got to get shit done.
The dynamic is always just one of them like.
No, but it was Leia being like, being her cool, regal self, where she's just like, I can't tell you information yet because I don't know if I can trust you.
Yeah.
No offense. I'm very cautious.
Also, I want more of these weird red people that just project the Emperor's face. And have messages.
Oh my god, that was
awesome.
So crazy.
That was really
and kind
cool.
of creepy
and super creepy.
Check your identity by pricking
your hand and like
blood.
Testing your blood. Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
That was awesome.
Operation Cinder. How many secret words does the Emperor have to make things blow up?
So I'm gonna be honest about this issue. I kind of wish I had read it before Lando, because I'm going to give it super unfair comparisons reading them back to back, because I finished Lando and then I took a break to like message you guys, and then like I waited like 5 or 10 minutes just to chill out for a second, and then I read Shattered Empire number 2. It was great, obviously, but at the end of it I was just like, yeah, but Lando. It's like I wish I had read them farther apart, because I am sort of unfairly comparing them, because one is the final issue of a miniseries and another is the second issue of a series.
Right.
So, I mean, it was awesome, but I guess it just didn't stick with me the way that Lando did. And I've said this before about some of the other like issue 2 and 3s that we've read, like Like, I didn't really care that much for the main Star Wars book, like issue 2 and 3, and I don't remember really caring that much for like Leia number 2, but like it's just one of those things where like the second issue is still trying to like build up the story. Yeah. So like it tends to not stick with me as well. Yeah. As
and it well, it's harder too with limited. Limited series, because with limited series, like, they're building one specific story with ongoing, they could be like bam bam mm-hmm. bam and be hitting like the action out, and it's okay because they're gonna get to the story next and they have time to do that. And so right. I think issue 2 of limited series are always kind of hard, because I had lots of people who read first issue of Leia and they're like, oh yeah, it was good, and then they read issue 2 and they're like, I don't know, and then I'm like, okay, just wait and read it all at once.
Yeah.
Issue 2 seems to sort of be like that, like, that scenario building issue where it's like one, like, introduces, like, your character, like, your major characters and, like, sort of hits, like, a big event right off the bat to, like, get you hooked. And then issue 2 sort of always seems to, like, slow things down a bit.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's just one of those where it's like issue 2 never really seems to resonate with me as well as most of the other issues in limited series do.
I'm just, like, so used to reading comic books, though. Like, I'm still in. Because I'm like, oh, I know that I know more's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, don't be wrong. I'm not out by any means. Yeah. It's like I said, it's still a great issue. It still gives us that reveal that about Poe that we all wanted. Like, there's nothing wrong with it as far as I'm concerned. It's just one of those things where it's just not as good as I know it's going to be.
And I think, honestly, the most exciting part, because I was like, it was okay for an issue. It was fine. But the thing that got me most excited was actually seeing the cover for issue 3, which, off of Lando, has Leia and Lando, like, ready for combat. And I was like, what?
I know, that was so exciting. I was just like, Lando!
And did that ad say next week? Are we getting that issue next week?
It said next week, but notice it didn't have a date.
Yeah, I was
so
like,
maybe what? Next week.
Probably not.
Yeah.
We can't always trust. I'm going to just say this in general. For general knowledge of anyone who's listening, just because they print a release date in the back of an issue or have it say next week on it does not mean that that's when it's going to come out, because Harley, it is very, very...
A comic has never been delayed in the history of ever.
No,
look at Civil
once.
War. Every issue of that came out on time. I mean, wait. I've got that completely backwards.
Oh my gosh.
Or even Secret Wars
now.
I literally felt like it had been 3 months since last issue when I got this one. I literally had to be like, hold on, what's going on?
Me too. I was like, wait, what happened last time? I don't even remember. But like... It's very frequent, and I always feel so, like, people come in, they're like, hey, no, in the back of my comic, it says it's out this week, and I'm like, I know, it's not, I'm
know,
really
sorry.
I know, but
they lied to you for marketing.
And I'm like, they always
And then you get
that.
Yelled at, because you had something to do with it? No, I'm just kidding.
No one
Well, that's retail. That's had to have happened before. I would be surprised if it didn't.
Everyone's nice in her shop.
I was like,
well, that's good.
Like,
I'm not,
basically,
I'm an asshole.
Nice. I was like, I'm pretty, I'm like, really lucky, like, basically... Like, everybody who comes in there is pretty awesome.
That's
like,
good.
Everybody's really cool and nice and awesome, and it's great. And I really appreciate it.
Everybody, go to Blast Off Comics, located in North Hollywood, California.
Right next to Blake's house.
Yay!
Why did you have to tell everyone else, like, and Blake lives around there?
I didn't. It's not like I said the address and the apartment number. Oh, now they know you live in an apartment, Blake. Oh, my God.
It's North Hollywood. But yeah, no, it's always a sad thing in my heart, soul, when I'm like, and it's delayed 2 weeks, and people come and they're like, it's out this week, right? And I'm like, no, they delayed it 2 weeks. I'm so sorry.
That's why I usually just have a pull list, and I'm like, what happened? Did this come out? It did? Great.
Yeah. That's why you can always just come in and ask and be like, hey, wait, is it out next week, or did they delay it? And I just go, nope, delayed it a week.
But no, but I really did like... Also, Operation Cinder apparently is him just burning down Naboo for some reason.
Yeah.
Unless there's other planets that he picked, but it was really weird that they were just like, in the event of my death, burn Naboo to the ground.
Well, there.
And I was
Which,
like,
and that's his home planet.
Uh-huh.
I
I don't know why.
And I'm like, what did you hide there?
Yeah, seriously.
That was my response. I was like, you hid something there, right?
There's something there.
Cool, something crazy. Let's go find it. Let's
go find it. Right now.
Let's go to the zoo. I imagine next issue, too, because they mentioned Poe Dameron's father and Han being off doing something else.
Oh, yeah, I want to be on that ship.
I was going to say, I imagine. There's not going to be any gingers there, Harley, so I don't know what you could possibly be looking for. Han is a taken man.
Yeah.
For now.
Well, this got awkward.
Yeah, but like, there's really, you know, they took out the one ginger in the Star Wars universe in this issue. Not really. She probably still is considered one. But I'd be like even more like a majestic unicorn in that universe. Like,
you could also pretend to be his wife. He seems to just fall into that pratfall.
It's true.
She's not my wife.
We're not talking about Star Wars 8, but I'm getting really tired of seeing him say that. And I feel really bad for Jason Aaron Wright and be like, not my wife, period. Copy. Put that
paste.
There. I'm going to put that there. I'm going to put that there. Okay. Rest of my story.
But yeah, I did like the dynamic that they started to have with her and Leia, where Leia's like, she's like, I don't trust you yet. And she's like, oh, okay. Will you at any point? I'm just going to do my job. She's like, I'm just going to fly this.
Yeah. But yeah, Shattered Empire was definitely a stepping stone to everything else.
Right.
And I do think the best part was seeing the weird red thing that just like,
that was awesome.
Oh, he just had to
empty out the Star Destroyer for it. Like, he was just like, everybody out now.
But I wonder what that thing does if you're not the person you say you are.
Oh, I'm sure it just ends you.
It just drains all your blood.
That would be awesome if it's like, let me test your blood, and it just keeps the needle in, and then it's like, you're not the person I need.
And you're like, that's why it's red.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's filled with the blood of its victims.
Also, is it your
ginger.
You don't know what I do.
Nope. She hasn't tested our blood yet, so.
Nor will she.
Yet. No, I'm just kidding. But also, I was wondering the whole time, I was like, wait, okay. Is this a robot? Is this a person with a hood? Is it someone who's like Darth Vader, who's like half and half? What is this entity? Is this a common thing?
I think it's got to be a bot. Like, it's got to be, because it projects the face onto the mask.
Yeah, but also the mask thing kind of reminded me of, like, Red Hood.
Right.
So I was like, it could be a person, but I'm just like, I want to know. Now I'm so curious about those things.
I hope we'll get more of that.
Is there, like, an army of, like, a small army of them?
Well,
are the messengers everywhere?
For whatever reason, I've always loved his just Imperial Guards, the big red people, and this was my just like, yes. Another version, yes. What is this one? Yes.
Yeah, that was super cool. I want to know more about that character, bot, creature, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see where this goes next. Do you guys have any thoughts of what 3 will bring? I mean, now we're in uncharted territory. Naboo could be destroyed.
I hope we see what Kes and Han are doing.
That's what I want to see, too.
That's what I want to see, yeah.
I think we'll get around to that. It doesn't seem like we're getting much of Luke in this story at all. He's kind of...
Yet,
yeah.
I'm sure that it's going to be because he's off doing really important stuff.
Off doing Jedi stuff.
Just doing Jedi stuff.
Doing Jedi stuff. No big deal.
Probably just that. Maybe he's going back to the temple.
Also, can I say that the art is just amazing still.
The art's
like
beautiful.
It's consistently just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is my favorite way that they've drawn Leia, too. She actually like looked... Like they look like the characters.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I don't know.
It was the creepiest Palpatine I've ever seen. It was just like his eyes like dug in and they were all beady and his face was like dying. I also love that the guy was like, we have orders from the Emperor. And the guy was like, he's dead. He's like, don't you spread that rebel propaganda. Yeah.
That's cause for treason.
Like, yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I love that.
There's
going to
be people just still like, no, he's there.
You just can't see him.
Right.
Only through this red creature's fucking weird mask.
Oh, God. Ooh,
I wonder if Palpatine will ever come back as a Force ghost. Because you gotta think that if, like, Qui-Gon could figure it out, and he just kind of got blindsided by Darth Maul.
Well, but then it would bring the whole discussion of, like, as a Force ghost, can you still be a Force ghost even when you're bad? Because so far we've only seen good characters, and it was because they were doing what they were supposed to, living the right life in the Force.
Yeah, and only, and like, four of them.
Yeah, so...
Only Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan, Yoda, and Vader.
I always assumed that, like, because especially, like, when Obi-Wan, like, he knew he was going to die, and he was just like, I'm not dying, I'm going to, like, a higher state of being. And so I'm like, well, but does that still count when you're evil? I don't know if it does. I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah. Or what the alternative for that would be.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be something. Because Plagueis' whole thing was cheating death.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some...
some way to do that.
Sithy way.
Yeah. Ooh, intrigue. These are all excellent questions.
Right? Maybe he's on Naboo. Maybe there's just another emperor on
Maybe
Naboo.
Maybe he's that rock that turns you into a
that
dick.
That would be kind of awesome if Palpatine had, like, a, like, I know that Palpatine clones are old EU nonsense, but it would be fun if there was, like, a clone or something, or, like, his consciousness uploaded into a robot, and Operation Cinder was if the emperor was like, if I died, Vader killed me. Don't activate that clone. Go destroy Naboo. Nothing good will come of it. It might turn as well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm curious what it'll be. Any other final thoughts, guys?
No.
Go read it. It's awesome.
Yeah, definitely read it.
Read it right now. At Hartley's Shop, located in beautiful North Hollywood, California.
But also read Lando 5, because it's brilliant.
Well, all of Lando. Just read all of it.
Yeah, well,
just issue 5.
Yeah, you're right. Start there and go backwards.
We're going to prequels this. Start at the best, and then go back. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, too, for being here again.
Of course.
This was the Star Wars Book Club podcast. As always, you can follow us on Facebook at thefacebook.com/StarWarsBookClubPodcast. On Twitter at SW Book Club or just Star Wars Book Club, you can search it. Instagram is Modern Nostalgia Productions with all of our stuff there. Our website, modernnostalgiaproductions.com, where you can go read my review of Spider-Man. Tyler just posted a nice article about all the Tony Hawk games.
Yep.
Harley will be posting something soon. And hopefully we'll get that ball rolling a little bit bigger. You can follow Tyler at
the Tie Game on Twitter. And Monday you can go read my Star Wars Battlefront beta impressions, because I will have those up. That game is sweet.
Nice. And you can find me, Harley, at Miss Harley, M-I-S-S Harley R, on everything, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff.
Sweet.
Oh, and don't forget to check out Blake and I's other podcast, Two Player Split Screen, where we talk about video games.
And we'll probably talk about Star Wars Battlefront this week.
Oh, we'll talk about Star Wars Battlefront. Don't you worry, brother.
I still got to go play that. That's going to be the rest of my day.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh, man. All right. Well, from all of us here at the Star Wars Book Club podcast, see you later, guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.